This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, November 7th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll hear more about the trip to prison today for former Illinois Governor George Ryan. We'll also get a forecast for the rest of the week from AM 580 meteorologist Ed Keezer. First, today's news. Former Governor Ryan left his home in Kankakee early today for a more than 250-mile trip to the prison in Oxford, Wisconsin, where he's slated to serve his six-and-a-half-year sentence. The 73-year-old Republican waved to a horde of reporters gathered outside his home early today but didn't stop to answer questions. He was accompanied by his wife, Laura Lynn, and other family members as he got into a two-tone van for the trip. Last night, the former governor did speak, and he was adamant, even though he conceded to the sentence.
But I do so with a clear conscience, and I have said since the beginning of this 10-year ordeal that I'm innocent, and I intend to prove that. Thank you all very much.
Governor. Ryan's last bid to remain free failed yesterday when Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens refused to grant him bail. The decision came less than 24 hours after Ryan's lawyers made an urgent plea for bail while he waits to find out if the U.S. Supreme Court will hear his case. Another former governor, James Thompson, is Ryan's attorney, and he says his fight will continue.
But in addition to being my client, George Ryan's been my friend for over 30 years. I don't run from my friends if they get in trouble.
Ryan is required to report to Oxford before 5 o'clock today to start serving his racketeering and fraud sentence. A last-minute deal last week prevented Chicago's mass transit system from cutting routes and laying off employees this week. Now the leaders of Illinois' General Assembly and the governor are working toward a long-term solution. Amanda Vinicky reports they met about it for the first time yesterday.
The pressure to solve the supposed mass transit crisis is off a bit. The Chicago Transit Authority says it has enough money to operate through next month. Instead of focusing on transit, then, the governor and legislative leaders talked about expanding gambling in Illinois. The current proposal puts a casino in Chicago, another elsewhere, and allows slots at racetracks. Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan came out of the meeting saying there are still unresolved differences, but that they made progress.
As they used to say on the south side of Chicago, things are okay.
The House's Republican leader, Tom Cross, says there was a willingness to come together he hasn't seen in a while. But he warned it'll take time to finalize. The leaders and governor will talk again Thursday. The governor had aimed to settle transit, gambling, and infrastructure woes by next Monday. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Terre Haute, Indiana is getting a new mayor following yesterday's municipal elections. Republican Duke Bennett defeated Democratic Mayor Kevin Burke by 99 votes in the election yesterday. The contest was a rematch of the candidate's 2003 campaign. And in Indianapolis, voters rejected Democrat Bart Peterson's bid for a third term. Instead, in what some are billing as one of the big upsets in Indiana political history, they elected Republican Greg Ballard as their new mayor. He is a political newcomer and a retired Marine Corps lieutenant colonel. The Champaign City Council has unanimously approved a tax levy. It'll raise the city property tax rate. Approval came despite complaints from some property owners that they're already overburdened. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The increased levy, coupled with rising property assessments, would raise the city tax rate about 3 cents, and the average city tax bill for a $150,000 home in Champaign by $47. Several Champaign residents told the city council they can't afford the increase. Real estate agent Debbie Aubel said a tax increase would be an unnecessary burden.
Even if we do not approve a higher tax rate and levy, we still have the money to meet our needs, to pay our bills, pay our obligations, and we still have an excess that we can work toward paying things that are important to us.
But Councilman Tom Bruno says current spending isn't enough to keep up with the backlog of projects and obligations.
As long as our police and fire pensions are not adequately funded, arguably, we have no surplus at all.
Many complaints were actually about Township Assessor Brian Christie. Mayor Jerry Schweihart says they'll invite Christie to answer questions at the next combined council and township board meeting on December 4th. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The Champaign Council will take a final vote on the tax levy December 4th as well. There's good news for Bloomington-based insurer State Farm and bad news from some homeowners who made claims after Hurricane Katrina. Yesterday, the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a ruling favoring homeowners. Fraser Ingerman is a spokesman for State Farm.
We're glad that the court reinforced our confidence in the policy language, and we're pleased that the court has resolved these issues in our favor, but we're continuing to work towards settle those remaining claims in the Gulf, irrespective of today's decision.
State Farm says its policies covered damage from a hurricane's wind, but not its rising water. The insurer also says damage from a combination of wind and flood water could be excluded from coverage. A labor relations professor at the University of Illinois says an ocean of uncertainty surrounds the strike by film and TV writers, now in its third day. Peter Foy says the writers and producers don't really know yet what kind of revenue will come from DVD sales and internet streaming of their programs. And he says demands for those funds will be further hurt by directors, actors, and others who seek their share. Foy says anybody who watches late-night variety shows should plan on watching reruns for a while.
As in several weeks, until the producers and the Writers Guild each feel enough pressure, each feel enough pain, that they can get to the point where they both are saying yes to the same set of terms.
Foy says disputes over splitting revenue is nothing new, but he says a work stoppage is a possibility every time the entertainment industry develops a new technology or medium to cover content. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Despite his attorney's efforts, former Illinois Governor George Ryan is due to report to prison by 5 o'clock this evening. He'll begin serving his 6.5-year sentence. He's headed to the federal minimum security work camp in Oxford, Wisconsin. That only became certain yesterday when U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens ruled that Ryan couldn't remain free while the high court decided whether to hear his case. Illinois Public Radio's Diantha Parker has more.
George Ryan's legal battles will continue while he's in prison. His defense team is filing yet another appeal to the Supreme Court, which is not as much of a long shot as one might think, according to Ryan's attorney, former Illinois Governor Jim Thompson.
The chances that the court might take the case on the merits are better than the chances that they would give him bail. We're at least halfway right on that right now.
You can hear that Thompson was subdued yesterday by the thought of what awaits his client, not to mention friend and political colleague of more than 30 years.
You can bring your wedding ring if it doesn't contain stones. You can bring an extra pair of eyeglasses. Any clothes you wear to the prison will be taken away from you and mailed back to your family. You'll be issued a prison uniform.
Thompson said Ryan was lunching with family when he called to give him the news. He said Ryan's been reading a book about what to expect when he surrenders. But Oxford is familiar to many of Illinois' once powerful. U.S. Representative Dan Rostenkowski and 3 former Chicago aldermen did time there. It's also a place for well-behaved inmates who've already done harder time somewhere else. So not everyone is a former politician. But everyone has to work at jobs like cleaning toilets, groundskeeping, and kitchen duty. Men report to work by 7:30 a.m. and live in dormitory-style barracks.
People who say that minimum security is a country club are people who don't understand the prison system.
When Ryan was sentenced last year, DePaul University law professor Len Cavese said that cushy jails are a myth.
The deprivation of liberty in the prison system is complete, and in more ways than one. It's not just that you can't walk off the grounds whenever you want to. It's that there's any number of other regulations that tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and you will do it now or you will be punished. And all time is hard time.
Cavese now says it's also likely that, barring Supreme Court intervention, Ryan will have to serve his full sentence. He was convicted in 2006 on fraud and racketeering charges, which involved steering state contracts to friends and using state money to finance his campaigns. Thompson and the defense team maintain that what they call a raft of juror misconduct denied Ryan his constitutional right to a fair trial. That's the center of their Supreme Court appeal, along with other issues, including whether a state can be classified as a racketeering organization, as Illinois was in this case. Thompson is hopeful these arguments will help convince the high court to take the case, but acknowledges Ryan has no other legal options if it doesn't. Until such a thing happens, he says he has no intention of abandoning his client, and at Ryan's request, is accompanying him and his wife Laura Lynn to Oxford today. I'm Diantha Parker.
We break out of our first hard freeze of the year with cool weather, but seasonal. Our forecast for north central, northeast, and east central Indiana, some lingering clouds and a few flurries or sprinkles, but elsewhere mostly sunny, and highs from 43 in the north to 51 in far southern Illinois. Champaign-Urbana's high today 46. Cloudy tonight, the low in Champaign-Urbana 31 degrees. It'll be cloudy through the northern two-thirds of Illinois and Indiana, in the south partly cloudy. And tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area, with highs from 48 in northeast Indiana to 58 in southwest Illinois. Tomorrow's high in Champaign-Urbana, 53 degrees, partly to mostly sunny Friday, the high 52. Saturday, we begin the weekend with sunshine and a high of 58. And the winds will start to kick up again as well. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, November 7th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.